Right now, it is time to bring Arjun Singh in from Jaisalmer, India. Of course, Arjun joins us every Wednesday morning. We are here in Sharon. He's in Jaisalmer, and we say, good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Are you recovered?
Are you recovered? How are you feeling better?
Yes, I'm feeling much better because for last week I was really very sick. And the temperature is about 60 degrees Fahrenheit. So I got fever and cold and all those things, and I was on medical leave for 5 days. I didn't go to the school. And everything is, right now, I think it's improving, but still I have some problems, like the cuffs in there. So I'm taking some cuff syrups, and I have been taking that cuff syrup for the last 15 days. And the problem is with me is that I got addicted with these things if I don't take that cuff syrup, Cetirizine or sometimes of these things, so I can't sleep. But I'm trying to just get rid of these things. But still, I have some problems. But last week, it was really worse condition was there. And even I couldn't speak. I couldn't go to the school. But I took some vitamins like B-complex and then some antibiotics and all those things for a long time. But finally, better. But when I go again back to the school, I have more than 300 kids. And it's very cold there, so we always close the windows and doors of the classroom, and we sit in the room. There are 50 to 60 kids in the classroom, and then some of them, they have some problems of cough and all those things, and cold. They are suffering from cold, so you get it back. So again, I think I will have to again to the doctor to get some more antibiotics, because I'm not perfectly well right now, but much better than the last week.
I'm thrilled that you're better than last week. Personally, my opinion is that you don't sound that terrific. I mean, how much longer is your medical leave?
I was for 5 days, because in these kinds of, like, if you have a cough, cold, or fever, then the doctor only gives you medical leave of only 5 days. And if you get admitted in hospital, then they think for the next. So only 5 days. I was last week from Monday to Friday. I was on weekend, then I joined the school back on Saturday. I was better. I was fine on Friday when I joined. On Saturday, everything was fine. But again, on Monday and Tuesday, I have some more students like that, and I think I got it back. So I will have to go back again to the doctor. So for 5 days, I was it was improving, but I think last couple of days, I'm getting these things back, and the weather is quite like, it did rain just the day before. The temperature is 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's very windy when I go, especially on motorbike. So it's really very cold. And I do my best, like mufflers and all, jackets and everything, but the cold is cold here. And it always happens, and the thing is that I'm getting old right now. So it happened. But again, I think I will have to go to the doctor for 3 or 4 more days to take some antibiotics again. So I got my 5 days medical leave, and again, I have chances if doctor gives me the leave for the 5 days, then I will miss the school for 5 days.
And is there someone who covers you for teaching, or what do the kids do?
The kids, whenever I'm not at the school, I just give them homework. I have a teacher there, and I just tell to him on phone to just give some more work, like homework and all those things. So the kids are busy. The thing is that especially the cold is there in the village also. So the most of the students, they don't come. They are not coming regularly, but they cover it because we have some teachers there. They do that, and not a problem with the students there. And soon we are going to have winter vacations from 24th of December to 8th of January. So I think I have some 10 days more, and then I have some enough time to get recovered from what I have right now. So students are fine. Everything is fine here. But the weather is really changing here. I can see some posts even in Sharon in Connecticut there. The snow is there, and it's still getting cold there. It's the same thing. I can't say that it's cold like that, the cold you have there, because just a couple of days before, I just wrote to the Rob Reamer that it's cold there. Then he says, no, it's not cold. It's cool there. We are hoping that on 21st or 22nd of December, then we have a especially cold there when the temperature is minus. So I think for us, the 60 degrees Fahrenheit is really, it's a freezing for us. For me, I can't go out in the street with a 60 degree temperature.
Yeah, so this morning at 18, you probably wouldn't be happy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
How do you survive?
We do something that you don't do. We drink tremendous amounts of alcohol and try to forget about it.
What's in your cough syrup?
I'm not in habit of these things for sure, but the cough syrup, which I have been taking for last 15 days, and now I think last night when I didn't take it, I couldn't sleep. So I think it's because of that. There is a kind of alcohol in that cough syrup, and I got addiction of these things, so I will have to get rid of that very soon. Otherwise, I will be. I need that kind of cough syrup because for 15 days, and now you are getting addicted of the thing.
Now, I'm going to give you some advice before we go. To ease the sore throat, if you could, I'm going to ask a dumb question probably, but I'll ask anyways. Is honey available there?
Yes, we do have honey.
You should take. And you like tea, right?
Yeah, the masala tea. Yeah.
You should take like a tablespoon of honey and put it in a cup of tea, and every couple of hours have that cup of tea, or if you get tired of it, even warm water with a tablespoon of honey, and you'll be surprised. Uh-huh. You'll be surprised how better your throat feels, and that'll help you during this period.
And the other thing, adding to that, is if you can tolerate it, some of us can, some of us cannot. It's just if you take if you just have a teaspoonful of honey itself without putting it in anything. I mean, you can drink it during the day, but it has
this great coating ability and healing ability. It really
and medicinal
does.
Properties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
and with a normal temperature, I need not to boil it, right? And not to make it warm.
No. In normal temperature honey, you can just
Normal temperature honey, you can just stir it in. Yep. And or she could take the tablespoon yourself. And just eat it, you know, just swallow it.
That's good. Thank you. I'll do that. Definitely. It's not a problem. I can.
All right. Arjun, take care of yourself, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Take care. Bye.
Arjun Singh at Around the World here on Robin Hood Radio.